I'm Jin Xiang Lin, and I have a very small repertoire, so I apologize for some of you who have heard my reading before. Anyway, so let me start, and I'll read the poem called Await. If I should be blind, I shall have no desire of seeing. If I could trade it for a smiling of your scent. If I should be deaf, I shall have no desire of hearing. If I could trade it for a touching of your glance. If I should be frozen under miles of ice, I shall have no desire of thawing. If I could trade it for a cuddling of your smile. If I should be trapped in the perilous wild wilderness, I shall have no desire of fleeing. If I could trade it for a hugging of your laughter. Every night, I wait for the stars to leap above the horizon and ask, how many seasons does it take so that a heart would finally be tender by the sounds of opening and closing of flowers? And second one is if and when. If night, not night. If day, not day. If tears, not tears. If laughter, not laughter. And dusk, folks not, and dawn, dews not, and dreams linger not, and the moon and stars lie not. When creeks mute, when breezes calm, when heartbeats quiet, when heaven and earth still, may you then hear the song I have saved for you. And this one is I'm still working on it, but I'll share with you. It's called Can Heaven Not Wait? Another season, another sea of April cherry blossom. The capital was washed and dyed under its enormous veil while the wars drag on in faraway lands. Babies born and grown, passions come and gone. Headlines in the news here and there, and the wars drag on in faraway lands. Bombs still being dropped, guns still being fired, explosions and smoke still run all over places, houses still full, soldiers still full, children still full, women and men still full. There's no sound when they fall. Who would have fallen without making any sound? Oh, the faraway wars. Surely there are still parades in towns, small, big and small. Surely there are still flags on streets wide and narrow. Crowds may not dwindle and cheers might not fade. Faded are the yellow ribbons on the fences and on the trees. Dining rooms, an occupied chair, living rooms, oversized sofa. Bedrooms chill, wife's sorrow, husband's grief, children's tears, mother's sigh, father's silence, grandparents' deeper wrinkles, black ribbons darken on the photos on the wall. Oh, the new memories of the faraway wars. Faded are the yellow ribbons on the fence and on the trees. Dining rooms, awkward chatter. Living rooms, apprehensive rule. Bedrooms, tension. Health, wither. Prosthetic limbs, bother. Persistent pains, curse. Confusing thoughts, torment. Lost ears, trauma. Life, rebuilding, anguish. Cold sweats sharpened on the foreheads in the bed. Oh, the new realities of the faraway wars. But faded are more than the yellow ribbons on the fence and on the trees. Names faded, faces faded, engravings on the tombstones faded. Disgrace of the warmongers and their henchmen faded. And the glory has yet to see its days, and the memory might run its course. And the pains persist to accompany the honor and the humanity that often seem abstract, not empty. When you lay down for those wars, oh brave souls, were you not less innocent? When you fell victim to those wars, oh innocent souls, were you not less brave? Oh, to soothe the ground that you rest, which direction should one kneel? Can sky not be forever gray? Can heaven not wait? And the next one is Mourn. When the mountains came down on you, when the grounds opened below you, when the house collapsed on top of you, and when the bridges twisted before you, you look around, all you saw were rubbles mingled with flesh. You look around, beyond the earth and the sky, not a vapor trace of your world could be found. You ran really fast, you yell really hard, you duck into any fainted sound, you grab any soul, you knock it on the ground to split your head, you tore your chest for it to part, not a vapor's trace of your world could be found. Families no more, neighbors no more, villages no more, O bird, O vanish, O silence, not a vapor trace of your world could be found. You could not make sense, trembling your breath, muddled, but your heart continued to beat. The heartbeat was the only remnant from your world. You howl until your eyes crack, then you kneel down, calmly and silently. You froze your heart to encast last traces left of your world. Okay, I'll probably conclude here. The last I would read is called Echo of Falling Leaves. You are not the kind of person who would shiver upon seeing the crescent moon fade dimmer. You are not the kind of person who would jolt into misty eyes upon catching the waving department hands glimpses. You are neither the kind of person who wouldn't be readily scratched upon meeting even the faintest smile ever squeezed. Just full valley of dusk now in my embrace, just my cast frosty fogs to long linger on your face, a gentle sigh and promise. If you would carry with your clear and crisp laughter in your sleeves, I shall in return seek to read your voice within every echo of all falling leaves. Don't falling leaves echo like never ceasing tolling of bells? Thank you.